Good evening and welcome back to the international edition of Radio Entrepreneurs. I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I'm here with Greg Stoller from Boston College, who is my guest host today. And Gregory has arranged for us to do a very interesting interview across the planet. Greg?
Good evening, Jeffrey, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. We are on the phone via Skype with Brenda Bentz. She is an internationally recognized branding expert, certified executive coach, certified speaking professional, and more apropos to our broadcast this evening, the author of several award-winning books, including How You Are Like Shampoo and Smarter Branding Without Breaking the Bank. Her latest one, which I, Jeffrey, just read personally on my latest plane flight, is Would You Want to Work for You? Brenda, welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate it very much.
So, Brenda, why is it important for entrepreneurs to become someone others want to work for? Tell us about not only the answer to that question, but your latest book, Would You Want to Work for You?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, being an entrepreneur myself, I can really relate to this. Entrepreneurs are competing for talent against bigger name brand companies. And so it's even more important to be the type of person others want to work for, to get them motivated to be a part of your team, to get them to want to sign up. And it takes a certain type of person to work in an entrepreneurial environment. So it's really important to make sure you are being the person you want to work for. And would you indeed want to work for you as an entrepreneur? What would that experience be like?
I think that's important.
That's the name of the title. Yeah, that's the name of the title of the latest book I came out with. It's a question I love asking senior leaders and people who are running companies, and it's saying, would you really want to work for you? What would that experience be like?
So it's really about the leadership message that that person gives, correct?
That's exactly right. It's all about leadership. It's about whether or not you're the kind of person that other people do really want to, would be honored to work for.
So, you know, do you feel you can teach leadership?
I really do. You know, a lot of people ask me that, and I think, look, there's some strategic aspects to it, and there's some executional aspects to it, but I really do believe you can be both. It's really a mindset, I think, more than anything. Once you get the mindset straight first, then it becomes behaviors, and behaviors we can take care of. So it's really getting that mindset of being a leader.
Jeffrey, it's interesting because when you talk about startups, you talk about raising money, brand equity, marketing, finance, operations. Leadership is important, but not necessarily something that I'm accustomed to hearing in the top five. Has that been your experience as well?
Absolutely. I agree with you completely.
So, Brenda, is being a leader that others want to work for all about being popular and being well-liked? How do you come out on that, on the answer to that question?
Well, I think it's both. And I think the best leaders know that it's about both. It is about being liked, but it's also about being respected. And if you're a leader that people only like, you don't get a lot of work done. You know, people hang around the water cooler, have a lot of fun, but not a lot of work gets done. If you're only respected and not liked, well, you know, people will head off into they'll stop working for you, basically. They'll only work for you for a while because you'll have a hard time motivating them and wanting them to get to be a part of your team. So you really do need to find a balance between the liked and respect ratio. I always say, take a line, draw it left to right, put 100% liked but not respected on the left, 100% respected but not liked on the right. Where do you fall on that continuum?
You know, I think that's a really good point to bring up, Brenda, and this whole thing about respect, because I think a lot of leaders assume that because they have the position, they have the respect. But respect is something that you have to earn, and you can lose it easily.
That's exactly right. It is earned. And so that's the question again. Would you want to work for you? Have you earned the right to be respected, and have you earned the right to be liked as well?
So, Brenda, you've spent so much of your career counseling companies on their corporate strategy. Now you've transitioned into leadership and executive coaching. How did you personally make the transition, and help us understand why that's so important to you these days, please?
Yeah, well, Greg, thanks for asking. I spent 20 years in big corporations working, building brands, big name brand, billion-dollar brands in big corporations, you know, large Fortune 100s. And I have a passion for brands. I love brands, but I also love coaching. And I wanted to pull the two together. And so I created a system where I could combine branding with coaching and develop a leadership branding concept so that people, entrepreneurs, senior leaders in organizations can actually build a brand for themselves.
And how would you equate a leadership brand with, say, a marketing brand or a quality brand?
Well, they're similar in that the definitions are similar. For example, the way you, a corporate brand or an entrepreneur's company brand is the way you want customers to perceive, think, and feel about your brand in relation to others, other companies, other brands. When it comes to leading your own leadership brand, that's the way you want people working for you, for example, to perceive, think, and feel about you as a leader. And you have that brand right now, by the way, because the perceiving, the thinking, and the feeling is going on right now. So you already have a brand as a leader. The question is, do you have the brand of a leader that you want?
You're listening to Radio Entrepreneurs. In our studio this evening via Skype is Brenda Bentz. After earning her MBA from Harvard Business School, she spent the bulk of her career, Jeffrey, as an executive in Fortune 100 multinationals, building brands for companies. Now as the president of her own company, Brand Development Associates International, she travels the world speaking, training, and coaching individuals and companies to greater success through creative yet practical corporate and personal brand development.
Thank you, Greg. Brenda, you know, a lot of leaders don't get a lot of feedback. How do you give leaders feedback on in terms of how they're ranking in terms of their leadership brand?
Well, the first thing I like to do, I like things simple. So I always call it the five. I love my favorite exercise is called the five words exercise. Look, as a leader leading others, often you don't get the feedback you need in order to be able to develop yourself and continue to grow in your career. So I do this exercise called the five words exercise. You get someone who's your brand ambassador to go out and ask 5 to 10 people that you work with, either people you lead or people that you work with, say, what are the first 5 words that come to mind when you hear the name, and then you say the name of the individual. And that person just writes down those words, doesn't keep track of who said what. You then compile all these 25 to 50 words, and you hand them back to the person being assessed. That person then can sit down and start looking at patterns. What are the trends? What are some of the words that are coming through? And, you know, look at what you'd like those 5 words to be and say, are they consistent? Are they different? Where am I falling short? It's one of the easiest ways to get quick, easy feedback that really helps people understand what your brand is and whether it's the brand you want it to be.
Jeffrey, something I particularly liked about Brenda's book is that she has several areas that you actually fill out tables or assessments, either assessing somebody else or assessing yourself. And it really forces you to, as she said at the beginning of our interview, draw a line in the sand. She calls it ratios as one of the many sort of fill-in-the-blank pages in the book. But they're very, very effective, at least from my perception, in terms of helping entrepreneurs not only develop trends but also be successful.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if I can just add a little bit on that, Greg, you know, one of the most important ratios, and we often overlook this, especially as entrepreneurs, because when we build a business from the very beginning, what do we focus on? Building the business. But the truth is, you can only build the business so much, but you've got to build the people at the same time. And I think often entrepreneurs tend to overlook that. So I like to encourage people to draw a circle, pretend it's a pie graph, and saying you're going to divide that pie graph into two pieces. The first part is how much of your time you spend building business, and the second part is how much of your time you spend helping to build your people. And often I find with entrepreneurs, it's way, way, way too strong on the building business part, and what they end up doing is working 24/7 because they haven't built the people to help them build that business.
Brenda, if an entrepreneur doesn't have a lot of money to entice new employees or high-quality, high-performing employees, what do you recommend they do to overcome that?
Well, yeah, I think it's a really important point for entrepreneurs. You know, too often we think people are only motivated by money. And it's not actually the case. I've done this survey worldwide, and I found that actually the number one motivator for most people is recognition. Just the fact that just being recognized that you've done a great job. So my point is, with large corporations, look, their people are often motivated by affiliation. You know, I work for Google or I work for IBM, whatever. Or they're enticed by money. But actually, as an entrepreneur, we have many other options to entice people too, like autonomy and freedom. We have the nature of the work. Usually entrepreneurial work is very, very interesting. We have things about prospects for the future and potential career advancement, what they might be able to do with the business in the future. And, of course, I said recognition, but also responsibility. You know, if people are looking for titles, that's probably not the right person to be working for an entrepreneur. But, you know, responsibility, nature of the work, those are the things that entrepreneurs can offer. So it's our job as entrepreneurs to go out and find people who are excited and motivated by those things that we can offer as entrepreneurs. It doesn't always have to be money.
Brenda, it's very interesting. I love listening to you, and I do similar work. You really seem to be very informed in what you do. If somebody wanted to get hold of your book, how would they do that?
Yeah, well, listen, it's available in hardbound on Amazon.com. It's also on the Kindle version, iTunes version, and then it's also on Audible.com. We've got an audiobook out of it as well, read by myself. So there's many different options, ebook, hardbound, and as we said, audiobook as well.
And if somebody wanted to get hold of you, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can come to my website. It's just my name, www.brendabentz.com, and there's a contact information there. You just click on contact and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
One last question. How did you get over to Asia?
Well, you know, of course, the funny answer is I flew by plane. But actually,
Okay, thanks.
I was an expat with large corporations for many years, and I moved around the world with them and then decided to start my own business once I was based in Asia. So just decided to stay here. It's such a booming place in terms of business, and it's worked out really well to be a great place as an international launching pad. So it's worked out really well, and we now have clients across 30 countries, so we do a lot of international work.
Wow. Very impressive. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Greg, anything else you want to add?
No, Brenda is terrific. Definitely read her book, her books, plural, and I think she could be very helpful to executives both on a career progression standpoint and basis, in addition to their companies as well.
Well, thank you. Jeffrey and Greg, thank you both. I appreciate it very much. It's been a great talk.
Thanks, Brenda. Thanks for being on the show.
All the best.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more stories of entrepreneurship after these messages.